You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Truly sorry. Thanks for the big vote of confidence again.
Well, that's when she was a little crankier.
Yeah.
She goes through those cranky stages. Wow, look out, you know.
Okay.
A few people had to clear out their offices because of that.
Hopefully she's not listening now, you know.
She's probably not listening anymore. She went back to sleep, I'm sure. Right?
Now that we're on in the afternoon, catch all of the mumbo jumbo later on.
Mumbo jumbo. Is that what we do now?
Yeah, okay. something like that.
You know, I woke up this morning. I mean, we've been on the air a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Friday. I'm like, great, it's Friday. Yeah. Ready for the weekend.
You'll let down.
Like, oh, wait, no, it's not Friday.
Yeah.
Not yet, but getting there.
I know, yesterday I had the same feeling. I did not know what day it was yesterday. In fact, you even mentioned on the air. You had to ask what day it was.
I know. I've got calendars at home, and it's on my phone.
I know. It's just, you go by a feeling most of the time. Everybody kind of does, you know, their own body clock.
Well, I know. And now that we're doing afternoons on the network, we were just here 12 hours ago. So it does get to be like, you know.
Yeah, my coffee's still warm, you know. I'm kind of mad at myself. We have in our freezer, extra freezer downstairs, we have a turkey in there.
Yeah.
And it's been in there maybe a year almost. And we're going to thaw it out. We're going to have it this time, maybe in a week. Yeah. But anyway, I always pick up a turkey. They always have a really good price on it, sometimes 99 cents at Costco. It was 77 cents at Aldi. Yeah. I don't know what happened since, because I haven't been to the store. I have not been shopping. Isn't that the craziest thing?
Same here. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Usually after the show, don't you go to Woodman's almost ever?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Costco.
Only very rarely now. I just don't make it to the store.
Well, I know. And during the afternoons, I'm you know, on the way home, I'm like, it's just too easy to go through a fast food or something. I don't want to cook.
I know.
I don't want to have to prepare anything. How about you, Dom? Do you go home and are you the cook in your place?
I am the cook in my place.
You and your roommate?
Yep, I am the cook. Yeah. I recently actually just made tacos. Made tacos yesterday.
Oh.
You are right. I haven't as of recent. Fast food has been my number one as of recently, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do fast food once in a while. I try to go to a regular sit-down restaurant. I've been trying some of the East Side restaurants.
That's very cool.
There's a great Mexican restaurant over there, Laredo's. Mm-hmm. You know where that one is?
Yes.
Yeah. Really good.
I've tried that.
Oh, it's an excellent place.
Oh.
Yeah. And
they have a Laredo's, on the west side,
oh,
too.
Oh, do they?
On Whitney Square, I believe. But I'm not sure. I think it's still there.
Yeah. I'm trying to find more to check out. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, you know, just making it out and grocery shopping again, it's therapeutic for me, and that's why I live at Costco most of the time.
Right.
But I haven't been there lately, and I think they probably moved my furniture.
They miss you. And they're like, well, I guess he's gone.
What did we do to chase him out of our store?
Wasn't the greeter that you knew for years and years, she's moved up the corporate ladder or something? Or she's
Kathy used to be at the door. She changed jobs inside of Costco.
Yeah.
And you know, Costco is the size of a city, no? So sometimes you don't run into these people anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been a longtime fan.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Well, do you guys go to Aldi a lot? Are you guys an Aldi?
I go to Aldi too, but I go to Aldi because I want to check out the German desserts that they usually have in the frozen food section. Yeah. Man, those are Those are incredible. I told you before, that is the place to go for the best German desserts ever.
Aldi.
Because it's not super sweet chocolate. It's just a, kind of a bittersweet chocolate, and they don't use a lot of frosting. They actually use mousse instead. Mm. Honestly, it's just the best stuff ever.
And their egg rolls are excellent.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked
oh.
about that before. Yes, I don't know where rolls. They get those.
Those are huge egg rolls.
I know. They're excellent.
Gorgeous.
They're really
right?
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And I can't find them anywhere else. Just Aldi.
And just near, just above on the shelves above it, they have these great easy to heat up Thai dishes as well. They've got ribs. They've got shredded pork. They've got a lot of different things in these packages. They're about $5 or $6 a piece, but you warm those babies up and they're really, really delicious. Mm-hmm. We get a Thai, a coconut Thai dish, and it's really good. It's got chicken and the sauce in it, but you want a little bit more than that. So what I do is I go out and I buy a bunch of fresh basil.
Yeah.
And then I chop up that basil and I sprinkle it all over this dish. And I mean, basil and Thai coconut sauce is just to die for. Absolutely fantastic.
Good.
So, you know, I mean, you just got to do it the right way and use some of the fast food, so to speak, in your kitchen, and you'll really, really enjoy it. And so that's another episode of Just Ask John.
Do you go to Trader Joe's ever?
I've never been to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hear good things about it, but I've never tried.
Well,
I know it's there.
I know it's on Monroe Street.
Oh yeah, okay.
And yeah, I haven't been there.
I don't know if there's one on the east side at all.
I know my girlfriend goes there, and she loves Trader Joe's. That's her number one spot that she goes because she lives downtown, and it's the best place to go grocery shopping.
She goes
to
Monroe Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's got great prices, and they have their own kind of store brand food as well. But I just haven't been there.
Brian from Madison texted in, gorgeous. Egg rolls, gorgeous. But the egg rolls are pretty good.
Yeah. If you get them in those packages, you know, in the frozen food section anywhere, they're short, they're small, they're almost all crust. Mm. There's hardly any ingredients in them, but not at Aldi. Yeah. Wow. And they have pork and chicken.
Mm.
Just in case you're thinking about stopping by sometime.
Yeah, well, you're making us all hungry.
I'm waiting
now.
For that. I'm waiting for that paycheck to roll in now.
Okay. All right. Weather for today. It's kind of foggy out there this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that driving in on the west side?
No, actually,
a lot
no.
on the east side.
Nope.
Well, it's 41 degrees, kind of cloudy. We might get just a little bit of drizzle mixed in with the fog, and highs about 47 for today. Tim Slecker is going to join us in a little while from Busted Pencils, talking about education. And, of course, Jim Santel will be in our 7 o'clock hour. Yeah.
What? I'm looking at the message from Catherine there.
Oh, what?
It's the oh, my God message.
I don't know what that was.
Well, it's initially, I think, when we started off saying that you got to look out for her.
And say that she wasn't listening, but it turns out she was listening.
Okay. Yeah. See?
Oh, it's I kind of like the theme song. Her theme song went.
Oh, what? Her jingle?
Yes, I think. Can we hear that? You know, it reminds me of the Mary Tyler Moore theme. You know?
It does,
You almost want to see Catherine throw her hat up in the air.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay.
We were talking, too, just before we went on the air about William Shatner.
Oh, yeah, right.
And his role in Boston Legal, which is one of the best shows ever. If you can see reruns of Boston Legal, you have to watch William Shatner's character, Denny Crane.
Denny Crane. And James Spader's great,
too. Spader was the greatest liberal ever in court.
I know.
But, you know, Denny would make a profound statement, and then he'd follow it up with the tag, Denny Crane. Just honestly, it's just a great show.
Yeah, a great bit really too. Yeah.
Do we have Catherine Lake? We played her theme, I guess, you know. She has to come out behind the curtain.
Hey, Catherine. Good morning.
Was that not an invitation?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a little embarrassing, but I figure I can't ignore it. But, I mean, I right. want to go back. First of all, Denny Crane, hilarious.
Yeah.
The best show I have ever seen mm-hmm. is Boston Legal.
Yeah.
I waited yes. for them to hit that back porch every night
yeah.
and figure it all out.
Yeah, kick
and
back.
They're so sweet. Oh,
I know the cigars God. At the end of the show, or
right.
they just kind of...
Oh, my God.
And you found some interesting stuff out during those conversations. That's what was so
yeah.
interesting about that final comment
mm.
at the end of the show. Is, wow. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you not going to Trader Joe's. That's really why I'm calling. What the ever-loving... I'm never going to believe John Peterson again.
I know. You think
I... talk about grocery stores if you don't include Trader Joe's.
I think mm. you're right. I feel bad about it. I have always felt bad about not making it to Trader
Get
Joe's.
Get me to a TJ's.
And, mm. you know, parking isn't so bad on Monroe Street either. So,
right.
I mean, you can just pull up and park. A lot of parking spaces on... Yeah, you know, you
problem.
I know.
We'll have to take an excursion yeah. and yeah. go there.
Yeah. Now I'll have to go shopping again.
Yeah. We're taking you to TJ's. We're taking you there for your
Yes, let's
day.
All go.
All right, yeah. TJ's. All right. Well, that's how
yeah.
they say it.
Good
okay.
idea.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, thank you for checking
yeah.
in.
Yeah. yeah. Good morning. Yeah.
Do we have an outro for her?
We don't have an outro yet, but, you know, we'll make one.
Play the same thing.
Play the same thing. You outdid yeah. yourself with the cat.
That's a
I want one of those. Can
okay,
I
all
those?
Right. I will endeavor to do that. Linda from Middleton loves Aldi's. We're talking Aldi's or Aldi.
I call it Aldi's. I only every once in a while say the actual name Aldi, but it doesn't sound right.
No,
it doesn't. You have
doesn't
to really have
sense.
An S on there. Yeah. So thank you, Linda.
She also
I'm
says,
with you.
Linda also says, go to Trader Joe's, park under the store.
You can do that, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And also, Linda mentioned Newsroom was her favorite news TV series, which was on HBO, I believe.
Okay.
Or Max, I can't remember.
One of those.
But it was that was actually one of the great shows ever, and Jeff Daniels was in that. He was
yes.
the conservative host.
Right.
Who didn't sound very conservative most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And Mark from Prairie du Sac says, how about the Willie Street Co-op? Three convenient locations in Madison. I think
oh,
a,
yeah. Yeah,
three
I love going there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great place.
I mean, yeah. During the summer, and they have all these different kind of brats, homemade brats that they make there. Just fantastic stuff. And plus, you can, you know, they have fresh takeout food that you can... go through
right
which I've never done, but it all looks so good.
Okay, can we stop talking about food for a while? My stomach is growling.
Yeah, you haven't
now
eaten in 3 days.
Well, yeah.
We don't have time to eat. We just do the radio shows all the time.
Right. Well, we're just getting started on a Thursday morning, and we're coming back in about 15 minutes. Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils talking about education, and Jim Santel in our 7 o'clock hour. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
Well, a lot of things are trending right here on WMDX. John and Gordy, 92.7 on your radio dial as you cruise into work. Check out the Civic Media app and tune us in, text us, and voice note us as well. I wish I could say that during the afternoon program, but it's different, isn't it?
It is. But when we're in the morning... Here's our number, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there, too. It's 41 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 40s for today with a lot of cloudiness and a little bit of fog and drizzle this morning.
All right, Harry Beller worked for Jeffrey Epstein for 22 years as his personal accountant. He's got a lot of receipts, a lot of records, and Congress now wants to look at those receipts and records.
Huh.
So we'll see what comes from that. More names, more indictments, who knows?
More incidents being revealed. Yeah.
So I don't know. But how convenient was it that he took his own life? Did he really? It doesn't seem like. Yeah, this seems like a hit, actually. Professional hit.
Yeah.
Organized by somebody inside. Obviously, it has to be from inside.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm starting to become a conspiracy theorist as well. I'm rubbing shoulders with the best of them. We have CJ and my mega friend in Milwaukee, you know, and their conspiracies. I'm starting to believe in these things.
But this is an accountant?
Yeah, this is an actual accountant. Harry Beller
has actual receipts.
He does. Yes.
Yeah. Follow the money.
Yeah.
That's the deal. That's what they said in Watergate, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And congressional investigators are interested in how Epstein made and spent his money and whether banks ignored red flags that should have been alerted to sex trafficking. So now they're getting Beller in to testify one of these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot more about it now.
Harry Beller.
Yeah.
Harry Beller. Harry Beller.
Are you going to start doing that with John Peters? John Peters. Drop the mic.
Punctuation.
Kind of one of those kind of things. Yeah.
Exclamation.
Yeah, I like it.
John Peters. You know, that'd be not a bad idea, actually. But no one's going to know the reference. Yeah. Yeah. No one's going to know that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one story that I kind of tagged here. Here's another one. It's called stagflation. This is starting to rear its ugly head again because it's, inflation is happening, but at a very slow rate when that happens. And jobs are lost. And prices are just escalating just a little bit. Then it's really stagflation.
Okay.
And that's something that is almost impossible to get out of right away. It's a very tough situation to be in. Mm. And I think we could all use that $2,000 tariff bonus check in the mail, right?
It doesn't sound like that's actually going to happen, but yeah.
No.
That would be nice, a little Christmas present.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Scott Bessent is not real into it. He doesn't understand it. Well, you're getting that with a tax cut. What do you guys, you don't need a $2,000 tariff check in the mail, do you? Trump is hung up on that thing. Mm-hmm. He wants that.
Rand Paul doesn't want it.
And yeah.
He says it's, why?
Well, it's dumb.
Yes. Why would we do that?
But, I got a story a little bit later on that.
Oh, okay.
Got a few things coming up here on the show.
Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a rift that's formed between Mike, who's the House guy?
Johnson.
Johnson and John Thune in the Senate. Yeah. They were not expecting them to just completely go along on the Epstein files being released. They expected the Senate would, step away and give Trump a little bit of... help in slowing it down.
It's
or
hard
stopping
to do
it.
When the entire House votes for it, except for one person.
Right.
I mean, when that happens, you know that there is an avalanche you can't avoid.
Yeah.
And so they did. They did repeal the ability for those senators to sue the government for $50,000 apiece. They did away with that. They did a very special session and did away with that. That is outrageous. And when they find out who added that, I can't wait to to talk about that person, that individual, and what their point was and what they were getting at.
Now, here's an interesting comment from Mark in Prairie du Sac. Donald Trump's grandfather, he says, trafficked women, so it's in his genes.
Wow.
It's in Donald Trump's. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
His father was kind of a
really bad landlord, right?
Yeah, landlord. We have questionable tactics.
All the time.
I mean, runs in the family.
It does. It does. And, you know, and when he went met Roy Cohn. You know, and if you watch the movie The Apprentice, it was, but that's an eye opener. That's a really good movie. There have been a lot of good political movies that have come out.
I haven't seen The Apprentice movie.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's still out there somewhere.
I don't know. Well, like it probably is someplace.
In high school, I had to actually watch it for a class. I was forced to watch The Apprentice, but I'm glad I did because it was really good.
Well,
are you talking about the TV show or the
Apprentice? The movie is different from the TV show.
Yeah.
The movie is based on how Trump became even more radicalized, and Roy Cohn really set him on this weird course he's on right now, and. Right now, it's like 10 times what Roy Cohn was, and he was ruthless.
He was.
So,
and Trump, again, is calling for Jimmy Kimmel to be pulled off the air. I don't know what the latest deal is on that. But
What is happening?
He makes his demands almost every day, doesn't he? Okay, it's 6:29, and when we come back, we'll check in with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, educated educators talking about education. It's coming up on John and Gordy, WMDX.
With no more kings.
We're going to elect a president.
No more kings.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more kings.
We're going to run things our way.
No more kings.
Nobody's going to tell us what to do.
Rocking in a rolling position and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
Yeah, well, so much for that. That didn't work, did it?
No. It was worth a try.
Yeah, yeah. This is John and Gordy in the morning, and it's kind of another cloudy, I don't know, misty kind of day, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's some fog out there, too, in the mix. 41 degrees currently, highs in the mid to upper 40s.
We've got a London fog in the area for the last 3 or 4 days.
That's right. Yeah, looking outside our window here, right over State Street. Streets are a little bit damp, so
I think should move the portable shower away from the window. You know, Gordy and I are living here in the studio.
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of nice to have it here.
Well, we got Tim Slecker in the line from Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
Whew. I don't know. You guys, you know, talking about the shower that you brought there.
Yes.
And you're like, everybody's, you know, like angry with us. And I said, you know, actually, I did a little investigating. They're like, look, we don't really care about the shower. It's the fact that they didn't bring a curtain with it.
I don't know why they have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Man, I forgot about the curtain part.
They're like, shower away, but please.
And it's in our window.
Right.
You know, everybody can see that from State Street. My God.
You know how before morning coffee, it is not something that people want to witness.
Or even after they have their morning coffee.
Thinking about it, it's going like nobody ever needs to see that.
That's right. But, you know, we try to live here now, and some of the food is not as appetizing. You know, we have bags of popcorn.
Some chips.
Yeah. It's not great, but.
Couple of granola bars.
It's kind of like prison watch. Supervise these guys, won't you?
I thought you guys were up at, you know, watching those YouTube, you know, in between ads where they're, you know, selling the 1,000 pounds of survival food that you can.
Right. Yeah.
You see those all the time.
Now. Yeah, those are great. Right,
you know. Not, I mean, somebody told me about those. I've never.
Yes, really. Well, they're on, and I'm building my shelter and next to my home, so I should be just fine. You know, I'm buying a whole set of drones now too because I understand that's the way you do warfare these days.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna have your own drones. Okay.
Oh, by the way, I stand corrected. Scott corrected me on the ability of the senators to sue. I said 50,000. He mentions 500,000, which was outrageous as well. But of course, they repealed that overnight.
Okay.
That's no longer an issue.
All right.
All right, let's get to the big issue, and that is something that happened right here in Wisconsin. They want professors, they want the UW system to increase the time that they spend. why don't you explain it? I'm not quite sure how to explain it.
Well, you know, we've, check out our podcast from Wednesday.
Yes,
if you want to break it down even more. And actually, too, we'll even spend a little bit coming up on Friday's Producer's Choice breaking this down, because it's one of those things that can be misleading, misunderstanding, because it comes across as the UW faculty, all of them, you know, everywhere, not just UW-Madison, are now finally getting what's been coming to them. And that is that the legislature has mandated that they teach a full 12 hours.
Okay.
And
a lot of people don't know what that means exactly. And that's the whole point. I think they got away with this, or at least they at least presented it as a possibility in the UW system here. And the governor has to approve something like this. But it's outrageous to even think about something like this. Break it down, because, I mean, this is per semester, correct?
Well, yeah. We said the first part of this is trying to acknowledge and understand that this really is just, again, understanding how to actually read what the news really is, because the communication comes across. And I think most people, you know, I'm busy. I just was offended looking up at the State Street and I saw things that I shouldn't have seen. It should have been a person, you know. And, you know, on my way, I picked up the Cap Times and I saw, you know, UW professors being forced to work 12 hours. And I was like, 12 hours? I work 40 hours.
Right.
You know,
right.
My God.
Yeah. That's how they're presenting it. That's how they want to make people think.
Yeah. That's all they're being forced to do is 12 hours. And, oh, my God, look at the headlines. The UW faculty are balking at the idea of working 12 hours a week. You know, no, that's not what it says.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to understand what it means to work at a university. It's 12 credit hours of teaching, which amounts to, for anybody who has some understanding of higher education, that's, you know, four three-credit courses you must teach over a semester, which is about 15 weeks. And each of those, quote, three-hour courses, then there's one course counts for 3 hours, another course counts for 3 hours, another course counts for 3 hours, and another course counts for 3 hours. So that's four courses to teach. And imagine this, during a week, for 15 weeks. So that means that, you know, there are 12 hours, you know, and people are like going, I don't understand why 12 credit hours. And that's probably the most misleading thing to point out there is to look, you know, to kind of tie this to some sense of like a 40-hour work week, because that's what people use kind of as their understanding of work, right? This really doesn't work like this. And so what this really is saying that actually for faculty, we've always been under some form of saying, you know, we have a 12 credit hour work week. And what that could mean is that I might teach two classes at three credits that counts for 6 hours. I might have another 3 hours worth of work conducting research. And I might have another 3 hours worth of work being out doing service in the community, doing things like that. And actually, when you put that together across a week, you'll find that most faculty are working 50 to 60 hours a week within what we call 12 credit hours. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So it's a little bit complicated. What's really happening in this article is actually saying is the legislature is mandating that every faculty member teach 12 credit hours. And then what's the rub here is saying, but if I do that, when am I going to do my research?
Right.
When am I going to give my service to the community? Because if I'm teaching 12 credit hours, that's my full 40 to 60 hour workload for the week right there. And so this doesn't acknowledge that actually some faculty on some campuses might only be teaching 6 hours or 2 courses. And then also then, you know, looking into things such as maybe how to cure brain cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, something more important.
Yeah. And so what the legislature is doing is actually saying we would like the production of knowledge to stop.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
And you know, us small government Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature, we really don't believe in meddling in professionals and other people's expertise. Oh, wait, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
We legislators, you know, who made our fortune selling popcorn, I know better what the workload should be for a faculty member.
Yeah, that Robin Voss, he knows how to make popcorn. But this doesn't work exactly. And, you know, the UW is the economic engine of Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just use UW Madison campus, right? Understanding the difference of the different types of institution. It is a research one institution. In other words, the taxpayers acknowledge and, in fact, the whole reason for its existence is to produce incredible amounts of research. Mm-hmm. Faculty are hired to come to the University of Wisconsin-Madison because of their research expertise. We, as a community, as a state, look to the UW-Wisconsin-Madison for those breakthrough understandings, for that cutting edge types of knowledge that propel and are actually benefit humankind, humanity. And so this actually is the legislature getting involved in actually mandating something that the UW Madison campus and the Milwaukee campuses actually were founded and required to do, which is be the engine of knowledge creation and cutting edge research in the state of Wisconsin. And if this law is enforced verbatim, as it says, you're going to have full-time faculty who used to have a commitment to conducting research. They're not going to be able to do that research. So I think when you see the University of Wisconsin faculty balk at this, understand what they're balking at. They're acknowledging that if this is applied straight across the board, this truly then says that all of that other work that faculty do, such as research, such as giving back to the community, giving their expertise, all that has to go away. And is that really what the state of Wisconsin wants? Is that? Some people might say yes, but acknowledging that, so you're saying that all faculty, no, actually there are faculty who do teach 12 credit hours because that's their contract.
Right.
They were hired to do that and they're not balking because that was already their work requirement.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, guess what? It's never as simple as we would sometimes think.
Well, the legislature has stepped in a number of times controlling what some of the curriculum would be. And in this case, now they're going to actually interfere with the patents that are so so needed in this state, you know, for the UW system to operate, you know, on its own and make its own money with the patents. So this will interfere with that as well. And they'll need more of course, funding later on somewhere along the way. And then the legislature will say, well, we've given you funding. What's going on, right? So it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, being close to looking, reading closely, it's like, well, look, we gave you a lot of money. And I always say, it's like, be careful, because there are probably some kind of dastardly strings attached. And here it is. It's like, we're giving you a ton of money, but by getting this money, you're going to do what we say.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue.
Talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, getting some phone calls here too. You can call in and get in on this. 608-879-8255. Back with more after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The UW-Madison, UW system as a whole. This is John and Gordy in the Morning. Dom at the controls, and our special guest, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, is with us. We're talking about what has happened in the legislature, how they're trying to control what professors and what.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's gone the on faculty. way too long that professors have only been, working 12-hour work weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. They got to start doing more work.
You know? They got. You know, and here's the thing to you. It's funny, but this is a bipartisan, largely sometimes issue, because I've seen quote progressive Democrats also kind of get behind legislation like this, and it just. You start to go, it's like, what's happening? And it's like, we don't know. Or the reality is that some form of holding people accountable is, it gets you elected.
Yeah.
No matter what party, and so if you can find somebody out there and point out how you're stopping them from being lazy, that's a winner. And this is where it's just like, okay, yeah, there are definitely lazy bad apples everywhere.
Sure.
But kind of remember that when you fully endorse, quote, holding people accountable, the ramifications are is that you're probably going to lose some incredibly talented, important things in this whole rush for mass accountability that really doesn't understand the complexity of the work anybody does.
Right.
Yeah. So
we have a question from Catherine in Madison. Tim, can the UW hire faculty for two part-time jobs, one as instructor and one as researcher?
I mean, the system can divvy out monies in different ways to make that decision. But I mean, hiring part-time faculty is, I would say more often than not, what will happen is that a full-time faculty member comes in, say, with a research grant, and part of that research money can then be used to hire an adjunct faculty member to teach part of the course load of that full-time faculty member so they can be committed to the research that this grant brought in. So again, right, understand. So I'm required to teach 12 credits. I just scored a $1.5 million NSF grant. Mm-hmm. I can now give some of that money to administration to buy part-time instructors so I have time to do the research.
I see. Got a couple of callers on the line here. Let's first go to Mark in the SAC. Mark, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, can you hear me today?
Yes.
You talked about patents, and this was apparently a Punch article back from 1899. I had to look it up because it would just stir to memory. that there was an article in Punch that said everything that we could close down the, shut down the patent office because everything that had been invented, that could be invented. And I think maybe that's what these Republicans think. There hasn't been, there's, we don't need to do any more thinking, and we don't need, you know, more, any more inventing, because, you know, that's all been done. And
exactly.
As far as Robin Voss, he's probably been shooting blanks all these years because he's never had a, had a wife and who's had been pregnant and understand that women actually need some time to recover after delivering a baby.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah. That's the problem. Point. And that's why he keeps voting it down. He just doesn't understand that. Okay. Let's Mark? Go to, do we have the intro?
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Go ahead and hit it. All right. Let's...
We love this. Okay. Catherine.
Okay.
This is Catherine.
Oh, it's another one.
It's a different one here. She's a woman. Okay, that's two. Let's go to Catherine
now
Lane.
Now you're just making fun of me. Now
no,
you're
we're
just
not.
Mocking. Now this no. is too far.
Yeah, I okay. pushed it too
just
far.
Just the quickest comparison for Tim Slecker, because he understands how artists, musicians live. The San Francisco Symphony went on strike because they weren't making enough money. And they said, well, they only play one concert every month, right. and they rehearse for 2 hours a day, yeah. you know? Well, yeah, plus the 4 hours they practice on their own and the 7 students they provide to your community to learn music. I mean, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
The ring.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Good
yes.
point.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good, that is, it's a great point. It's you know, again, not truly understanding. And in fact, I would say faculty, particularly in the arts, mm-hmm. you know, so music faculty like that, you know, they're teaching and they're, you know, it's like, well, they don't do research. No, but they're actually producing more music mm-hmm. that, you know, our culture hopefully seems to value, evolving artistry. And so yes, guess what, a musician might be getting paid to make music, God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, Tim, always good to check in with you. What's coming up on the next podcast
mm-hmm.
on Busted Pencils?
Well, I would say, you know, hang out for Saturday for sure, the one, you know, 1 hour, you know, all the Civic Media radio stations. You know, we've got a cruise through the education news. Mm-hmm. Linda McMahon took to USA Today to explain why she knows that she didn't really need this job, because it's very obvious that, you know, closing the Department of Education during the government shutdown, kids continued to go to school.
Isn't
which
that amazing?
Is evidence of why you don't need a Department of Education.
Wow, she proved wow. it, didn't she?
Okay.
Yeah. She proved yeah. it, yeah. You know, and that, a whole bunches of things. And okay. hey, mm-hmm. yep. 6'7". 6'7".
We talk about that, huh?
We go right. after 6'7".
Going to go deep on that. All right. All thank right. you, Tim. Very good. Tim yep. Slecker from Busted Pencils. Check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. We're back in our 7 o'clock hour with Jim Santel and much more on John and Gordy in the morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.